AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Tokyo today, President Biden says the U.S. would intervene militarily to defend Taiwan if China attacks.
So we stand firmly with Japan and with other nations that not to let that happen.
The president said the commitment to protect Taiwan is even stronger after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says
our one China policy has not changed.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley was asked about using the U.S. military in Taiwan.
There's a variety of contingency plans that we hold. All of them are highly classified, Pacific, Europe, and elsewhere, right? And it would be very inappropriate for me at a microphone to discuss the risk associated with those plans relative to anything with respect to Taiwan or anywhere else in the Pacific.
The president's words drew a sharp response from mainland China, which has claimed Taiwan to be a rogue province. Boris Bondarev is now a former Russian diplomat at the United Nations in Geneva.
Today I resigned from my position.
The reason for Bondarev's resignation?
That is about my disagreement and disapproval of the current policy by the Russian government.
Bondarev says the aggressive war unleashed by Vladimir Putin against Ukraine, and in fact against the entire Western world, is not only a crime against the Ukrainian people, but also perhaps the most serious crime against the people of Russia. Starbucks is pulling out of the Russian market. In a memo to employees, the Seattle coffee giant said it decided to close its 130 stores and no longer have a brand presence in Russia. Health officials remain perplexed by mysterious cases of severe liver damage in hundreds of young children around the world. The best available evidence points to a fairly common stomach bug. That virus hasn't previously caused this kind of problem in otherwise healthy kids. Stocks are holding on to big gains early on Wall Street. This is AP News. A Ukrainian court is giving a Russian soldier guilty of a war crime a life term.
A judge sentences the 21-year-old soldier to life in prison for killing a Ukrainian civilian in the first war crimes trial held since Russia's invasion. Vadim Shishimarin was accused of shooting a civilian in the head in a village in the northeastern Sumy region in the early days of the war. He'd pleaded guilty and testified that he shot the man after being ordered to do so. He also told the court that an officer had insisted that the Ukrainian man who was speaking on his cell phone could pinpoint their location to the Ukrainian forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Vladimir Putin says Russia's economy is withstanding the blow of international sanctions well, even though it is not easy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.